mainstream media is taking sides in this issue, and so they often do not report adult stem cell success, or if they do, put it on page A15. They will tout minor embryonic stem cell researches as if that means that major changes in health care are right around the corner. Embryonic stem cells have problems in that they cause tumors and therefore can't be used so far in people. They also would probably be rejected. That is, because if you're going to use an embryo taken from a leftover IVF treatment, fertility treatment, and destroy the embryo to get the stem cells, which is one reason why this is morally problematic, and then use it, the body would reject those tissues in the same way it rejects an organ.
So it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work at all then.
Well, you'd have to take strong medicines, like a organ donor would have to, which is very dangerous. Or what a lot of folks the biotech people are now getting billions of dollars here in California to do, is they want to do cloning as the answer. And this is ludicrous when you think about it. Therapeutic cloning. What they want to do is to get embryonic stem cells that would not be rejected is for every patient being treated for a degenerative condition. And the National
Let's assume someone has a bad liver, okay?
All right, let's say it's something that can be treated with stem cells.
All right.
What they would do is they would try to make a clone of the patient. And then create, and cloning, by the way, that you often hear in the media, there's talk about, well, we've cloned stem cells. You cannot clone stem cells. Cloning, as in Dolly the sheep, it's called somatic cell nuclear transfer. It is a second way, other than sexual, of making a new mammal life. That is, the cloning procedure itself makes a new embryo. In the same way that fertilization makes an embryo, in the sense that if you brought it all the way to term, you'd have a baby. Just like when they brought Dolly all the way to term, you had a sheep.
Right.
And so the idea behind therapeutic cloning is that the 100 million patients or more in the United States that have degenerative conditions are supposedly going to be able to have clones made of themselves.
And how big would these clones be? I mean, full size?
Well, they'd start out as embryos, and at the one-week stage, they'd still be very small. You would then try to get the embryonic stem cells from them and use them as in regenerative medical treatments, as I just described. And the idea is because they would be almost identical to the patient in terms of the genetics,
right?
They would not reject. Now, this would not take care of the problem of tumors, but it might theoretically take care of the problem of rejection.
It should.
But the idea, whether one, first off, this is a real moral problem because this is creating human clones, and those embryos can just as easily be used for reproduction as for embryonic stem cell research. This has been done successfully once. In South Korea, human cloned embryos have been made by a South Korean researcher, and he was able to get one embryonic stem cell line from the clones that he created. He has said in many interviews that those same cloned embryos, could just as easily have been used for reproductive purposes. And that's what they don't tell you when they talk about therapeutic cloning. Cloning is cloning is cloning. The only thing cloning does is make an embryo. There's not a different kind of cloning for medical research and a different one for reproduction. There's cloning. And once you have a new human life or a new sheep life or whatever, then the question is, what do I do with this life?
And that is where we're going to run into some real tough questions, because on one hand, I could see and I could accept the fact that if you want to save yourself, maybe you've got a bad heart, who knows what,
right,
that you're able to regenerate or something in order to get that repaired. Yet on the other hand, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're taking an embryo that could have been developed into a human being, and you've now killed it, in essence, after you've taken out what you want to take out from it.
And you created human life, if you're using it for therapeutic purposes, therapeutic cloning, for the purpose of destroying it. That's a very radical notion. And not only for what it does to nascent life, but what it does to us and our perceptions. How do we perceive human life when we can think that some human lives, even though they're nascent, can be used as if they were soybean crops and can be created for that purpose, that they can become mere natural resources? I wonder, though, that's a very important and very radical thing.
Oh, it sure is. But I wonder how many people, when polled, maybe there are some out there, that if asked the question, would you take a stem cell from one of your cloned embryos in order to preserve your own life, and the other embryo, of course, would die, would you do that? I wonder what the people would say to that.
It's interesting. If you tell them it's cloning, the polls all show that they oppose it. If you tell them it's merely stem cell research, they think back to the IVF issue, the in vitro fertilization issue, and they would tend to support it. But I had that same kind of conversation on a television show in Canada where I was speaking about these issues. And a fellow called, and I had great sympathy for him. He said, look, Smith, you're talking about cloning and embryonic stem cell research, and I don't care what you think about the morality of it. I've got a very disabled daughter. And if she can be helped by these technologies, then I'm all for it. And I said, I understand that, sir, but let's explore where that leads. If you found out that instead of an embryo in a petri dish, that it would be better to implant the embryo, let it gestate for 2 months, and then abort it and use those tissues for your daughter, would that be acceptable to you? He said, yes, anything. Now, I chose 8 weeks because there are some scientists who are saying that the best embryonic stem cells come at 8 weeks. You can't get that from an embryo in a petri dish. You would have to put that embryo into a womb and gestate it, either an artificial womb or a natural womb, and gestate it to the point of 8 weeks and then get it through an abortion. So then I said to this fellow, well, what about if you had to gestate for 6 months? He said, yes, anything. I said, what about 9 months? He said, yes, anything. I said, what about taking a very disabled child, baby, and using that to help your daughter? Now I'm talking about his own daughter. And this fellow said, because he couldn't see it, yes, anything. And I said, well, what about somebody in a coma? Should we be able to harvest them to help your daughter? He said, look, yes, anything. And we can certainly understand that because people are in desperate pain when their loved ones are sick and ill.
That,
we as a society
kind of person
have to prevent that kind of slippery slope from occurring.